This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And welcome back to the Friday episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you for downloading or streaming or, I don't know, using mental telepathy to listen. However you're doing it, thanks.
However...
technology is a beautiful thing.
It's amazing.
Coming up on the show today, we have another follow-up to a story of yoga rage.
Oh, gosh. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. See, we stay on the story here so that you know.
So you know how it
pans
out.
We've got news from the bridal shop, and it's a little more disturbing than you'd expect.
I'm at the bridal shop.
Plus, something happened.
Uh-oh.
At a restaurant in Tennessee to a lady from Texas.
I'll
let you know what happened at the Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse.
I guess it wasn't bigger.
Get that all figured out. But before we go further, Jason, Kareem, big plans this weekend?
It's my brother's bachelor party.
What? Yeah.
I booked him time at a recording studio. I think it was a bad idea, possibly. But we booked him recording time at a studio at, like, midnight. So after he's been drinking all day, doing the Beer Olympics and stuff like that, we're going to go to Amina Labs, and he's going to record a track when he's probably very drunk. Mm. So, you know, there you go.
And then you're going to play it back at the reception.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Kareem, what about you? Anything good?
Nothing good. I'm being the dutiful boyfriend this weekend.
Oh, you got to do that sometime.
My girlfriend's sister gave a kid up for adoption.
Oh.
About 16 years ago.
Okay.
And she's coming to visit this weekend.
Oh. Mm. That'll be... an interesting time.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure there'll be questions.
Yes. So, I must be available.
Well, yeah, that's sometimes just got to do that. Just like I had to drive Leslie around to the fabric shops.
Mm. Yeah.
But then I got to go to Twin Peaks. So there's always a reward.
There is usually a reward.
That's true.
When you do your dutiful duties.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One hand washes the other, so to speak. I am going to be in Salinas this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Visiting our friends Hootie and Amy, because I have not been down to visit them in way too long.
Are you going to go golfing while you're down there?
Probably not. I'm not really a golfer, so...
you going to have any grapes while you're down there?
I don't know. What I told him was, he was like, what do you want to do? And I said, we would like to do something near the ocean, because we don't get to the ocean that often. And the other thing, here's the rub, though. There's a big wildfire going on right now near Big Sur.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Big Sur is out. And it's kind of up in the air, you know, what are we going to do? Where are we going to do it? So we're thinking, and this may change, but we're thinking that tonight we're going to drive to San Jose, get a hotel room, stay there, and then finish the drive Saturday morning, and then stay at their place Saturday night and come back on Sunday.
Cool. You should see if you can get a room at the Winchester Mystery House.
F the Winchester Mystery House. That place. F that place. Yes. I've been there. What a ripoff that is.
What a mockery. Exactly.
That is a ripoff of all ripoffs. But yeah, they're both in the wedding. So
awesome.
He's my best man, and she's one of my men of honor.
Oh,
cool.
So I have Hootie, Amy, and my friend Jay. And Leslie has Tammy, her friend Jay, and her friend Brooke.
I wish I would have done some stunt casting like that.
Well, her friend Jay, she wanted him on her side. So I said, you know what? Rather than just go around like this, I'll just have both Hootie and Amy, and we'll make it a big thing.
So, yeah, that's awesome.
We still match up boy, girl, boy, girl. But that's just the way it worked out. So we'll... get that. Wedding's coming up in a few months. Last things going on. Gotta get everything squared away. As you saw, as you guys saw when you got here, we're picking out the invitations,
mm-hmm.
narrowing it down to the last ones, and we just got a few more things that, and you know, the big thing, paying for everything. There's that.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other reason why I'm not doing much this weekend too, is because we're buying our tickets for Hawaii next week.
Oh, when are you going?
We're going the first week of October.
Oh, very good. Very good.
To Kauai.
I also got, and I hope I'm not spoiling anything, but I got an invitation to a baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, Kareem, you're making the right face.
I will add, I need your email address.
I get this email from someone I've never met. I'm like, what is this nonsense? And it's like, you've been invited. And I'm like, to what? And I go, oh.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, some of the emails got transferred, not all of them. So,
okay.
Yeah, I will get your email address.
I have not yet replied because I don't know. I don't know that if I'll be going or not, because we have a lot going on this month.
Yeah.
Also, I don't really know if a baby shower is my scene.
Well, we're going to have barbecue. I think we're going to get TNR, tri-tip, and chicken, I think. So,
then go eat.
Support in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was either there or Momo's. So.
Oh, yeah. Momo's. All right. Well, that's good to know. We'll have to see.
That's what I'm saying. I'm letting you know. It's going to be some food.
The fact that I'm in Salinas this weekend, it increases the likelihood that I will be here then. But yeah. All that going on. And, of course, then I have to find a gift off your registry because even if I don't go, I'm going to get you a gift, for God's sake.
Well, don't. Yeah.
Getting you an expensive gift.
So we're getting so much stuff. So, like, don't.
You're getting a very small but thoughtful gift is what you're getting.
I imagine there will be a onesie that says The Nate Darling Show on it.
We can do that. I was thinking more of a handwritten book of advice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
From me to you.
That might be publishable one day. So we should have that.
It's true. Anything is possible. So it should be an interesting weekend. We'll see. And yeah, baseball season wrapping up. We just had the trade deadline go by.
Training camp started.
Football, yes. Is Hard Knocks back this year, Kareem?
Yes. I think it's the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Is the Rams have gone back to L.A.
Oh, good for them.
Although Trey Mason is missing.
Oh, no. Is he off with Yasiel Puig?
Yeah, he's like missing.
Oh, well, Yasiel Puig went missing, too, when they announced they were going to trade him or send him to the minors. He ran away. Proving again that he behaves like a 14-year-old millionaire.
Yes.
If you wondered what would Justin Bieber do? Same thing. Plenty of money and a lack of maturity lead to bad things. Just saying. So anyway, got some big news about our home base here, Sacramento. A new study has found that Sacramento is hipster heaven.
What? All the beards I see around town, oh, hell yeah. Oops, yes.
Oh, you can say hell.
Oh, hell yeah.
Big data and a marketing firm has counted the number of independent coffee shops, thrift stores, record stores, microbreweries, and tattoo parlors in Sacramento. I like a lot of those things. And declared the city a hipster hotbed. Info Group from Omaha, Nebraska, not a city on the hipster list, has declared Sacramento the fourth most hipster city in the country.
You just described Oak Park.
Yeah, I know, right?
Behind only Portland, Seattle, and Denver. San Francisco ranked 9th. San Diego ranked 6th. And here's a wild card. Grand Rapids, Michigan placed right behind Sacramento at 5th.
And it sucks because they're so nice. You see them and you want to punch them, but then you talk to them and you're like, oh, you're so nice. I don't.
Yeah, it's like our own pal Sam.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I feel bad about wanting to punch you in the throat.
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, Sam is our hipster.
He is.
He, like, yeah.
Now, the company defines a hipster as someone who is cool and connected. Citing UrbanDictionary.com, the firm says, well, that's a good site.
Yeah, come on.
It says, hipsters are mainly men and women in their 20s and 30s who dislike anything mainstream, have progressive political ideas, and enjoy indie rock and art. Allison Cullen, who's an employee at Freestyle Clothing, a place where people can buy, sell, and trade their clothes, said Sacramento, especially Midtown, has changed into a hipster-friendly place in the past 5 to 10 years. As someone who lived there, it happened right around me, everywhere. Said big part of the hipster movement is being able to go to local independent stores by bike and walking, and Midtown offers just that. Yes, it did. You can bike around everywhere, and you'll want to too, because parking rates are going up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I like to say I was part of that creating of the hipster scene in Sacramento.
You'd like to say that, wouldn't
I'd
you?
Like to say that because I was.
Is
I was
it true?
Yeah,
or I mean, just I, like to say that
I used to go to Freestyle and get clothes there. I mean, some of my favorite shirts came from that place. So, but I think that I've bypassed that stage of my life.
And like, they buy clothes there, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I may have some t-shirts to get rid of. The study concluded that the top three businesses of interest for hipsters in Sacramento are thrift stores, coffee shops, and tattoo parlors. There are plenty of all of those.
Yeah. Yes. If you want, they did not mention dispensaries, but they should have added that also.
Vape lounges.
No. Oh. Mm-hmm.
The study determined that the number of hipster-related businesses per 10,000 residents, Sacramento has 2.58 such businesses per 10,000 residents, which the number info group says has earned the nickname the New Oakland. That.
Well, Oakland has changed, too.
Yeah.
It's true. Every place changes. So, welcome to the hipster hotbed.
Yeah.
Hope you like it. That's why I grew the beard.
Oh man,
fit right in.
If you're not locked into some rent controlled lease place in Midtown, bye bye.
You know what? I did, but then I moved in with Leslie.
Yeah,
that would have. It wasn't rent controlled. They raised the rent when I moved out. They were cool enough that they did not raise the rent on people who were there. But when you moved out, they did a little remodel and then they jacked the rent like $200 a month.
Yeah, that's the way it's going down.
Which is fine. Also, the thing with parking. Is in downtown Sacramento, and if you're not listening in Sacramento, deal with it for a second, because I'm sure it's probably happened where you live too, unless you live in the middle of nowhere. There is a dividing line between Midtown and downtown.
Yeah.
Downtown Sacramento, which is west of 16th Street, the parking is going to be charged until 10 p.m. In Midtown, which is east of 16th Street, the parking is going to be charged until 8 p.m. as opposed to only until 6.
And I thought that was only up until 19th Street, right? It was only like until 19th or 20th, and then after that.
Somewhere in that. But here's the other rub. Because they're going to have the three-wheeled Nazis out longer, they are going to be in the residential neighborhoods as well, chalking tires and giving tickets to anybody who's there for more than 2 hours if you don't have a sticker that says this is your neighborhood and that's where you should park.
Yeah, and good luck getting those stickers if you're not a resident. Like I've never been somewhere before that was so tight on getting your parking pass. Like, that's the only thing I'd say about not wanting to live in Midtown or even in Oak Park because you need a parking pass in certain areas there. Like, yeah, it's horrible. Like that, it's so hard.
Yeah, it's a hard knock life, really. that's why, and we were talking about it too, because we went to Midtown for lunch and beers Sunday, and I forget how much parking was, but you know it's tough to find parking, and we ended up parking in a lot and paying whatever we paid. And I said, you know what, we need to start looking at how much parking is going to be before we leave, and factoring in, does it make more sense to take an Uber?
Yeah.
Because an Uber is going to be less than $7 each way for us. And when we went to the IMAX to see a movie, even with the validation of the ticket, in the garage was $24 because we went somewhere for lunch.
Holy snikes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that is probably the most expensive parking garage in Midtown. Like in
it
downtown.
Is, but they have this thing and they're like, oh, but we validate. They validate for an hour.
Yeah.
And it's a movie theater.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
It does not.
No,
just not.
Yeah, I found that out hard one time, and
right?
I was so upset. You're
thinking, oh, it's going to be $10-$12, and it's $20.
Yeah, and then not only that, you just got done paying $20 for a ticket to an IMAX show. Mm-hmm.
So, did you go to San Francisco? Yeah, did you go to hotel?
Right, and that's if you didn't buy popcorn and a drink.
Exactly. So tough, and not only that, like right there is where Dive Bar is, where Pizza Rock is.
Yeah,
where,
we walked around through there. Yeah, taking an Uber or riding your bike is really the way to go at this point.
Yeah,
so, I'm sure a lot of places. All right, so meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a Texas woman called police after she felt like she was sexually assaulted by a toy while eating in a hibachi restaurant. Here's the thing, though. The toy, it's a little figure of a guy, and when you pull down his shorts, water shoots out like he's peeing, and that's how they water down the grill, the hibachi grill.
Yeah.
At the tables. She sees that as a bit of an affront. So, while the internet buffers this news story, it's an actual news story.
I can't believe this is an actual news story.
It is. Well, you'll hate Texas.
The folks at Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse in Murfreesboro say, along with dinner,
fire's coming.
Diners get a show. But now one diner says last night she thinks the cooks here showed a little too much of the little guy in the cook's hand.
Like the hold of water. Just like that.
Here's a closer look.
You hold a side and then push up. So water come out.
A plastic toy that sprays water made to look like the figure is urinating when its toy pants are lowered. Last night at dinner, Wasabi Restaurant admits one of the chefs shot some of the water in the face of one of its customers.
It peed on me, basically.
It shot water out of its penis. How's that?
Out of its wee-wee area.
Isabel and James Lassiter.
Does that make sense?
Here on a job from Texas say they were mortified when the chef essentially made the toy urinate water on Isabel.
In front of our minor children and grandchildren.
It really didn't have a wiener, but you got the point.
They were so upset they even called the police, citing assault.
It was a sexual style assault on my wife.
Police also noted the doll wasn't, well, anatomically correct. But Isabel and James say that doesn't matter.
I mean, just because it didn't have a weenie.
Just because somebody may cut off that little piece of plastic to say, okay, it's not there anymore, doesn't change the fact that you're getting peed on.
Yeah, I really...
The general manager, Johnny Huang, says he apologizes to the family and that he's never had any complaints about the toy before.
And the kid liked it. He like they pay the water. They think just a water gun, kind of like a water gun, you know.
But now he says chefs will at least ask permission before showing more of the toy boy again.
Yeah. So they called the police.
Oh my! I like those are the types of people.
Your
like,
cousins.
The fact that she couldn't even say penis, like the fact that she couldn't even call it a penis is. Probably the most horrifying aspect of that article is that a grown woman who has a husband,
children and grandchildren,
cannot say the word penis.
Well, here's the other thing. He's like, just because they cut it off. They didn't cut it off. It's a plastic thing, and there was never anything there to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this just in case you guys didn't get a chance to see these two yahoos from Texas.
I did not watch and see what they look
like. Oh, my God. There she is. That's what the lady looks like. That's what the doll looks like. You pull down the shorts and water streams. There she is. She's a delight. And there's her husband. There they are. They look like, you know, if they weren't so God fearing Christian, all I would swear they did nothing but listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He's got a beautiful mane of hair, though. He does. He must spend a lot of time on it.
He has a better head of hair than her.
Right, right, I mean, totally.
Johnny and June Carter Cash.
I mean, like, he has long hair. What's up with that?
Except he's June Carter Cash in this scenario.
Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, a guy has replaced family photos with pictures of Steve Buscemi. And his mother did not notice. His name is Kevin. He's from Wisconsin. He decided to swap a single family photo to a picture of Steve Buscemi every day to see how long it would take his parents to notice. His sister documented it on social media, saying, "My brother has been replacing family photos with pics of Steve Buscemi, and my mom hasn't noticed." Her tweet about the prank has now gone viral. She told BuzzFeed News that her brother came up with the idea while they were bored during the summer. She said, "My dad noticed on the second day, but my mom didn't notice until the fifth day." Fifth day! She was in the kitchen and could tell something was wrong with my brother's senior photo, like the colors were wrong and the head was too big. So she walked over to it and started laughing real hard. There's a photo of the family. Uh-huh. The internet has now declared him a genius. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, that guy, I mean, I don't know his personal life, but he is kind of my hero. That is, that is
your teenage hero.
Yeah, that's a great prank.
It really is. And they're great. One of them is like a mugshot of Steve Buscemi too. So you get everything from like red carpet stuff to mugshots to stills from movies. You just put them in frames.
We used to do that with people's computers. We'd put Nick Cage. Oh
yeah, yeah. It's totally good. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, a bridal shop co-owner stood naked in the store window. Hello, ladies. The co-owner has been charged with indecent exposure after three women reported him standing naked next to the mannequins in the display window.
Oops.
The three women saw him on July 20th at One Enchanted Evening. Which offers bridal, prom, and pageant fashions. One woman provided a cell phone photo. Their website shows it closed at 4 p.m. that day. But 54-year-old Peter Scolari, not the famous actor, by the way, of Cranberry Township, was charged with open lewdness and disorderly conduct. Police say he smelled of alcohol. He told them that he had consumed two drinks. I only had two drinks.
I wonder what he took with the two drinks.
No, it was two drinks, but it was like two bottles of Carlo Rossi.
Yes, two bottles. Court documents don't list an attorney, and listed number for Scolari couldn't be found, and a message left at the shop was not immediately returned. What? You don't want to comment on you standing naked in the bridal shop? I can't imagine why not.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Texans, Jason.
Oh, man. Well, luckily, my brother-in-law is a Texan, so I
is that lucky?
He's a good guy, but I'm going to have to say that Texan, Tool, so Tool.
Kareem.
Tools.
Yeah, big old belt buckle wearing 10-gallon hat, Tools. Don't be so offended. Man. I'm next in Cool or Tool, Steve Buscemi, Kareem.
He's cool.
Jason?
Oh, yeah. Like, he's the epitome of cool in some ways.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi's cool because, I mean, he is the homeliest dude ever, yet still makes it in the most image-conscious industry in the world.
Yeah, because he has chops.
That's right.
If you haven't seen Trees Lounge, you should see it.
Darn tootin'. And finally in Cool or Tool, the wedding industry. Jason.
Man, anything that's going to up the price of something by 40%, 50% just because you said wedding instead of...
Try 200%.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's Tool!
Kareem?
I'm going to go with... Well, since I'm kind of a part of it, I'm going to say cool.
Now, the wedding industry is Tool because they're much like jewelers, which are also part of the wedding industry. It's not that you mark up because I get it. You have to a certain extent. But it should not cost 2-3 times as much. If I walk in and say, I want a cake, and I say, how much is that cake? And you tell me that cake is $100. But if I walk in and say, I want that cake to be on a wedding cake, and you then tell me that cake is $300.
Try five.
Right. That is Tool. Just going to say it. Hey, you know what would be cool? If you did your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It does help support the show, and we'd love you long time if you did.
Yeah, why haven't you done that in the first place yet?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you're buying stuff for work, I had a gentleman who sent me a note saying that his boss said you need to buy 3 air conditioners. He priced them out, found the best deal on Amazon, and clicked through our link...
What?
3 air conditioners.
Yeah, that's gonna be some money rolling into you.
It's not as much as you'd think.
$30.
It's a small percentage. Yeah, it's between 4-6%. Yeah. So it's not a ton, but it helps us do things like pay for bandwidth and do stuff like keep the show free.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're shopping Amazon anyway, go ahead and do that, please. It's the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. We thank you. Another follow-up, because I keep on top of things. A little while back, a South Korean tourist was arrested after he became violent when he wasn't allowed to do yoga on a plane leaving Hawaii. Well, he won't get any additional jail time, but he must pay United Airlines more than $44,000. Maybe wow. maybe he'd prefer to go to jail. Because that is a lot of yen. Oh, he's South Korean. It's not yen. It's a dong or something. I don't know what they use for money over there. A federal judge in Honolulu sentenced the man to time served, which was about 13 days. He's going to be under court supervision for 3 years, which is the amount of time he has to pay the restitution. He's got to pay it in 3 years. Wow. He and his wife are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary with a Hawaii vacation, and the couple was headed home when he was arrested. Now, according to court records, he didn't want to sit in his seat during the meal service on the March flight from Honolulu to Tokyo, so he went to the back of the plane to do yoga and meditate. Authorities say he refused to return to his seat, threatened crew members and passengers, and shoved his wife. What a delight. The pilot turned the plane around, because that's what you do. If you don't get back in your seat, sir, we're going to turn this plane around. Damn kids. They returned to Honolulu. He told authorities that after his arrest, he hadn't slept in 11 days. That is not a relaxing Hawaiian vacation.
It does not sound relaxing at all.
Court records say he threatened to kill passengers and was yelling, "There's no God." He went into a rage because he felt flight crew was ordering him around. Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do, Dong.
Donald Trump.
Right? He pleaded guilty in April to interfering with flight crew and was allowed to return home to South Korea, even though prosecutors warned he might not return for his sentencing. The U.S. District Judge Helen Gilmore said she agrees with prosecutors that his actions constitute a violent felony, and because of that, it's possible he may never be allowed to return to the United States. He says that's fine, because he's in his 70s and he doesn't intend to travel to the United States in the future. Said, I think your client is getting off very easy with the $44,235 restitution amount, considering the cost of turning the plane around, including jet fuel and all the passengers who had to return to Honolulu. So I take this very seriously and I had a great deal of concern about this behavior. That's the judge. It was a traumatic experience for the passengers and the flight crew. That's according to U.S. Attorney Jill Otaki, adding that it's fortunate there were Marines on board who helped restrain him. I had to call him the Marines for a 70-year-old Korean guy?
No, he does do yoga.
He does do yoga. That's true. He declined to speak in court. He didn't say it, but he does apologize for what happened. It's truly an isolated incident. He flew to Korea and back without incident. So there you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You feel bad for the guy in one sense, but at the same time, like, it sounds like he was pretty much a big a-hole.
Big Korean a-hole. Korean a-hole. It's never mind. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Be terribly insensitive for me to say anything. Other than Korean a-hole. Oh, you know what this music means.
I think so.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Oh, yes. Meet Jeffrey Forrest Poole, the man with the world's greatest alias. Let me pop up his mugshot here for you, gentlemen. He's 37. He was arrested when Florida cops went to his Largo home to investigate a domestic disturbance call. When Officer Graham Hartman arrived, he exited the residence and, according to a criminal complaint, said, and I quote, "I'll beat every cop's ass."
Uh-oh.
The cop then noted that he then raised his right fist and began to extend it toward my face in an attempt to strike me. Poole was arrested for the assault on a law enforcement officer and resisting an officer with violence. He was booked into the county jail where he remains locked up in lieu of $5,150. That's $5,150. I like the $5,150. That was what his bond was. While completing his paperwork, officers made sure to include the suspect's alias on the complaint. His fake handle compares favorably to contemporary classics like Ron Mexico and Carlos Danger. There it is. His alias is Dickface Johnson.
Wow.
Oh, man. This guy's my hero, also.
Wow, you got a couple of heroes, don't you?
At least in these two shows.
Got a couple of heroes out there, don't we?
Dickface. I love you.
Dick Face Johnson.
Did you see? Yeah, man. You guys, if you're listening to the show, when you're listening, you are listening to the show, but
right.
You need to go to the website and look at the picture. Will we put the picture at the website?
Probably not.
Oh, well, look up Dick Face Johnson.
Yeah, it's on the smokinggun.com.
Oh, man.
Also in Florida, sometimes the police do great work. Other times the police, I'm just going to say it, the work not quite as great. Hold on, let me make sure this is loud enough so you can hear, because you'll want to hear this. They made what they thought was a drug bust.
Go to jail and you haven't done anything.
Tonight, Eyewitness News talked to Dan Rushing about his drug arrest last December in Paramore. Orange County court records show Rushing was arrested for possession of meth, but the case was dropped a month later after FDLE tested what turned out to be icing from a donut.
I just don't want this to happen to somebody else.
We obtained the incident report. It shows officers were called to a 7-Eleven off Colonial Boulevard in Orlando for possible drug activity. Police say Rushing was pulled over after leaving the store for failing to stop at a stop sign, then going 42 and a 30. Rushing says he gave officers permission to search his car.
They said, yeah, we found what we thought was crack cocaine in the beginning, but now we think it's methamphetamines.
The report shows an 11-year veteran officer found what was believed to be drugs. The report goes on to show what we now know was icing was tested twice. The results showed meth.
Every other Wednesday, I stop at Krispy Kreme and get a donut there. And they found four little flakes of the icing.
We then asked police, how often does a false positive happen? A spokesperson told us, quote, there is no mechanism in place for easily tracking the number of or results of field drug testing.
All I have to say is this. I'm really glad
it's
that...
It's a terrible feeling
I'm
to go to
really,
jail.
Really glad that that was a white guy. Because if that was an African-American gentleman who got busted like that with the Krispy Kreme, there would be marches on Orlando.
How many donuts did he eat?
Well, there wasn't that much. There were just some flecks of it down on the thing. Well, he was just a messy eater is what it was.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was that much, yeah.
Yeah, but like how many donuts did he eat for you to be able to see enough flecks to think that there was drugs?
Apparently, it was a bad neighborhood where there is a lot of drug activity going on. This dude is 70-something years old and white, driving around in the neighborhood, and they're like, aha, meth. It's like, what?
They should have to go to jail for being stupid.
Yeah, right?
And that's especially the 11-year veteran. I mean, come on, dude. Like, you got to, I mean... I guarantee he's probably driving a busted car, like a busted, like yep. old car.
Oh, yeah.
And then he probably gave off the signs of somebody that maybe used some methamphetamines in his past. But it could have just been Parkinson's. You know
he did have a little bit of squirrely eyes. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah. I mean, like, so I can understand how they might suspect it, but come on, guys.
Yeah. So just so you know, 13 hours in jail.
For nothing.
13 hours in jail because he went to Krispy Kreme in a bad neighborhood. So, if that can happen to a 70-something-year-old white guy, imagine if it would have been a brother.
Man, that means I'm going to have to stop going to Krispy Kreme when I go back home.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you have to go to the one over here. I went to the one over here. I got a dozen donuts. And said, hey, fill out this survey. The next time you come in to buy a dozen donuts, you'll get a dozen free. And I'm like,
is
all right.
Krispy Kreme over here?
Oh, yeah, over by IKEA, my man.
Yeah, and there's also one off of Florin by Baker's, like right across from Baker's.
Yeah. Yeah, there's it's Five Guys, Krispy Kreme, and the Sprint store.
Family Krispy Kreme closed.
And then, like, literally like, right on Florin off of 99.
You'll be able to get a Krispy Kreme after the show, my friend, that's what you desire.
That's where I am headed.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Kareem's going to go get a Krispy Kreme, and we're going to scatter out about into the ether. While listening to a little bit of Prince. Everybody have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid, for God's sake. Just say that. We've got a great Uncensored Monday show for you, and we want you around to listen to it. So take care, and we'll see you next time on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye. Check me, check me.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.